The sixth Sunday in year A. A reading from the book of Ecclesiasticus. If you choose, you will keep the commandments, and so be faithful to his will. He has set fire and water before you. Put out your hand to whichever you prefer. A human being is presented with life and death, and will receive whichever is preferred. For vast is the wisdom of the Lord. He is almighty and all-seeing. His eyes are on those who fear him. He notes every human action. He never commanded anyone to be godless. He has given no one permission to sin. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Happy are they who follow the law of the Lord. Blessed are those whose way is blameless, who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are those who keep his decrees. With all their hearts they seek him. Happy are they who follow the law of the Lord. You have laid down your precepts to be carefully kept. May my ways be firm in keeping your statutes. Happy are they who follow the law of the Lord. Deal bountifully with your servant, that I may live and keep your word. Open my eyes that I may see the wonders of your law. Happy are they who follow the law of the Lord. Lord, teach me the way of your statutes, and I will keep them to the end. Grant me insight that I may keep your law and observe it wholeheartedly. Happy are they who follow the law of the Lord. A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. But to the mature we do speak of a wisdom, not a philosophy of this age, or of the rulers of this age who are being put aside. We speak the wisdom hidden in mystery, which God predestined for our glory before the ages began. None of the rulers of this age recognized it, for if they had recognized it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But, as it is written, what no eye has seen, and no ear has heard, what has not risen into the human heart, what God has prepared for those who love him. To us, though, God has revealed it through the Spirit, for the Spirit explores the depths of everything, even the depths of God. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Blessed are you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth. You have revealed to little ones the mysteries of the kingdom. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you, and with your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to complete. Amen, I say to you, till heaven and earth pass away, not one dot, not one little stroke, will pass from the law until everything is achieved. Therefore, anyone who infringes even one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do the same, will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But anyone who keeps them and teaches them will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I tell you, if your righteousness does not surpass that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will never get into the kingdom of heaven. You have heard that it was said to our ancestors, 'You shall not murder,' and whoever murders must answer for it before the court. But I say this to you, anyone who is angry with his brother or sister will answer for it before the court. Anyone who calls a brother or sister idiot will answer for it before the assembly. And anyone who calls a brother or sister fool will answer for it in hellfire. So then, if you are offering your gift to the altar, and there remember that your brother or sister has something against you, leave your gift there before the altar. Go, and first be reconciled with your brother or sister, and then come and offer your gift. Come to terms with your opponent in good time, while you are still on the way to court together. Or your opponent may hand you over to the judge, and the judge to the attendant, and you will be thrown into prison. Amen, I say to you, you will not get out till you have paid the last coin. You have heard that it was said, 'You shall not commit adultery.' But I say this to you, anyone who looks at a woman lustfully has already committed adultery with her in his heart. If your right eye causes you to stumble, tear it out and throw it away. For it is better for you to lose one part of yourself than to have your whole body thrown into hell. And if your right hand causes you to stumble, cut it off and throw it away. For it is better for you to lose one part of yourself than to have your whole body go to hell. It has also been said, anyone who divorces his wife must give her a writ of dismissal. But I say this to you, everyone who divorces his wife, except for the case of an illicit marriage, makes her commit adultery. And anyone who marries a divorced woman commits adultery. Again, you have heard how it was said to the ancients, 'You must not break your oath,' but must fulfill your oaths to the Lord. But I say this to you, do not swear at all, either by heaven, since that is God's throne, or by earth, since that is his footstool, or by Jerusalem, since that is the city of the great king. Do not swear by your own head either, since you cannot turn a single hair white or black. Let your word be yes, yes, no, no. Anything more than this comes from the evil one. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.